Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Terrence Yang. Terrence is the managing director at Swan Bitcoin, and if you've been in Bitcoin for any amount of time, you've probably heard of Swan by now. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've definitely heard of Swan. And today in particular, we're talking about how you as a business owner can partner with Swan to begin helping your employees to accumulate Bitcoin. But before we get to our interview with Terrence, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight. And this week, it's Rocket City Bitcoin. Huntsville, Alabama surpassed Birmingham as the largest city in the state last August and was recently declared, get this, the number one best place to live in the United States by U.S. News and World Report. The city's famous for rocketry, including the Saturn boosters that sent astronauts to, you guessed it, the moon. The local Bitcoin meetup just had its fifth monthly gathering and is also on a parabolic trajectory. Since starting, they've covered topics ranging from basic transactions to node operations and custody considerations. Beginners and experts alike are welcome aboard. The countdown to self-sovereignty has begun. Find them on Twitter at HuntsvilleBTC. You can find that linked in the show notes below, along with a list of other Bitcoin meetups throughout the United States and the best person to get in contact with for more information about each one. If you already go to a Bitcoin meetup, I'm just preaching to the choir right now, but if not, I really encourage you to check one out in your area. It's where conversations turn to action, and action is what's necessary to take Bitcoin to the next level of adoption in our communities. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Terrence right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the six ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Terrence, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Joshua. Excited to be here.
So I'd like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Yes.
When and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
In late 2013, there was some press around Bitcoin. I started reading up on it, got excited, and then got involved by becoming one of the few mentors at the first plug-and-play Bitcoin accelerator in Silicon Valley and ended up investing in two of the four startups, Bitcoin startups there.
What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin you wish that everyone understood?
Asymmetric upside. Bitcoin has huge upside if it does what a lot of Bitcoiners think it can and replaces gold, demonetizes debt, and replaces a lot of the store value functions of long-term debt, such as U.S. Treasuries, replaces real estate. The upside is huge, and while we can't say for certain that Bitcoin will 100.000% succeed, and it has significant downside as we've seen in the price volatility recently, because of the massive asymmetric upside, it's an incredible asset. I think it's by far the best asset out there, risk-adjusted. And almost all my personal net worth is in Bitcoin.
What's the Bitcoin resource that you most recommend to other people?
I like the Bitcoin Standard. I think a lot of people really understand this book and can relate to it. I know there are criticisms about it, but even Michael Saylor, who's only been in Bitcoin a couple years and is CEO of MicroStrategy and put a lot of money into Bitcoin through his corporate treasury, that's a book that he likes a lot. The Bitcoin Standard is great because you have to start with understanding money and how money used to be finite. And now it's pretty much there is zero cap on the supply, as we've seen from April 2020, when the Fed and other central banks and governments started printing all this money out of thin air to prevent an economic recession or depression. But yeah, Bitcoin Standard.
Beyond Bitcoin, because you know this is a Bitcoin show, but beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource or an idea that's been valuable to you or your business recently?
So I think the idea of being compassionate towards yourself. So there's a book called Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff that I find very helpful. in helping clients when they are being too hard on themselves. They think they're late to the game. I think a lot of clients would benefit from that book, Self-Compassion, because historically people are proven through science a little bit too hard on themselves, and just a little bit more compassion towards themselves can really help them act with confidence, live in the present, and not have so much regret about how they shoulda, woulda, coulda, or just kind of punish themselves too much for screwing up or whatever.
Now, our final question is what we call our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
This is an incredible question. I think it's a close call, and it's not really obvious which one is really the right answer, but I'm going to go with why not, and that's in part because of all the studies that show that people, including in American culture and a lot of East Asian culture, they're way too hard on themselves, way too negative. So giving yourself the ability to say, why not, and ask yourself, why not? Why can't I be the one to do X? Why can't this happen? And just have some more hope and optimism, I think is really good. Obviously, there's things like toxic positivity. And we all know these people, they're pretty annoying, where they're everything like it's positive vibes only, right? And that's just not how life works. Life has some sucky moments, but what you want to do is not dwell on it more than you need to, not punish yourself over it, not suffer unnecessarily, and not make it bigger than it is. There are big things that are bad that can happen in life, but you want to not make mountains out of molehills, so to speak. So I'm going to go with why not.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out. Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. So, Terrence, I'm excited to talk with you today about the Bitcoin benefit plan at Swan, as well as maybe some other tools that business owners can be thinking about for their businesses. That said, before we hop into that, could you just give people a quick pitch for Swan? Maybe give people an overview of what Swan is and why Swan is a great place to go for buying Bitcoin.
Absolutely. If you want to buy Bitcoin, Swan is the best place because everybody who works there, who's going to be helping you from customer success and private client, someone like myself, or our industry experts, experts on wallets and hardware wallets, we are all Bitcoiners with almost all or all our net worth invested in Bitcoin long term. We have all gone down the altcoin route and looked at crypto and DeFi and NFTs, and all of us have come back to Bitcoin as the one true asset that should win over everything else because we really understand it and believe in it. So we can help you build deep conviction, whether you're allocating 1% of your net worth or 100 or anything in between. We can help you build that understanding and conviction because we have great education, we have great community, we have great experts to help you buy and hold Bitcoin long-term to benefit your future self for retirement and to benefit future generations of your family, your grandkids, and so forth. So that's why we're the best place to go. We're price competitive, but the main thing is we're by far the best value because you get incredible service and access to experts and unlimited, automatable withdrawals of your Bitcoin to your own private hardware wallet. So you can hold Bitcoin the same way you might hold physical cash or physical gold, where you possess it and no one else can take it away from you. It's very hard for them to confiscate your Bitcoin if you hold it the way we're going to help you hold it if you want. And it's very hard for anyone to censor your transactions. So Bitcoin gives you incredible freedom and incredible sovereignty if you want it.
So Terrence, one thing you just mentioned is education, community, and experts. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about what people can be expecting, especially if they hop in, for instance, you know, looking to really go all in with Swan Private. Could you give people an overview of what they can expect and maybe even what Swan Private is?
Absolutely. Swan Private is concierge white glove service for our best clients who are buying the most Bitcoin through us over time. So if over the course of a year, you purchase $100,000 of Bitcoin through us, then you will get Swan Private for free membership, which comes with things like dedicated rep. So if I'm your dedicated rep, you can call or text me anytime. You might be dealing with, you know, our wire transfer team. When you wire a big amount, you might be dealing with our support team for client services and customer support, our entity onboarding team when you're onboarding a business account, for example, or a trust. But throughout that entire process, you will have me there side by side with you on your Bitcoin journey to help you navigate Swan. We're now 60 people, and to navigate Bitcoin. So any Swan or Bitcoin questions you have, we will help you. So we provide a lot of time and service to you. For example, if you have a wallet that you purchased and you're not able to get the support you need despite trying from your wallet provider, we will back them up and provide extra support for you for free. So Swan Private comes with a lot of complimentary things besides dedicated rep and extra priority help and priority service that we mentioned about. We're basically going to be your Bitcoin customer service just because you're a Swan client, and you can look to us for anything Bitcoin related. This might relate to questions you have about mining, about borrowing against your Bitcoin or lending against it, which we recommend against. But if you really need to borrow against your Bitcoin to raise some cash, we can help you do that. We have a good partner we like. It's the same price as if you go with them, but the benefit is that you'll be backed up by Swan customer service. And if, for example, the entity we partnered with, if they're unable to help you, then we can help you. Because we know how they work. And sometimes, you know, we help each other out. Everybody gets busy a little bit, but we excel on service for private clients. So that's one of the big benefits.
And whether you're part of Swan Private or not, one great resource just to learn more about Bitcoin is the Swan Canon. That's swanbitcoin.com/canon, C-A-N-O-N. And that being said, I want to make sure we're focusing on the Bitcoin benefit plan. My understanding is that this is something pretty new for Swan. Terrence, could you lay it out for us?
Yes. The Bitcoin Benefit Plan is the best way, I think, for you as an employer, you as a CEO, to improve retention, morale, and recruitment in the medium to long term. Bitcoin's volatile in the short term. We all know that. But now is a great time to give your employees Bitcoin while it's cheap, because even though they might not believe in it right now, right? Because we've seen that momentum, positive price momentum, meaning like when the market is going crazy and Bitcoin's going from 30 to 40,000 to 50,000, that's when everybody gets excited about Bitcoin. Not Bitcoin experts or Bitcoiners who have spent more time studying Bitcoin, like a CEO who wants to give Bitcoin to their employees. The reason you want to go through us and give your employees, let's say, 50 or 100 or 200 bucks of Bitcoin a month is because we wrap your benefit with Swan's exceptional education and community, because we are excellent at coming up with customized education for employees, which we've done. We're constantly getting feedback and suggestions. We're constantly giving out free books when your employees have completed the program so that they can continue their education, go into the Bitcoin canon and do a deep dive. But the difference is that we also have a very active community where a lot of Swan's employees interact with our customers and clients. And your employees will become customers of Swan because they will be holding their Bitcoin through us initially that you're gifting them. We are buying the Bitcoin for you to put in their accounts. We're helping them set up the accounts. Our onboarding is very fast. And they should have exceptional access to us through social media and just even potentially live and recorded webinars and live streams where they can learn, maybe even ask questions of us about the Bitcoin Benefit Plan and about what they hold. In fact, I've done multiple pitches to employees of some fairly significant clients of ours that have already enrolled in the Bitcoin Benefit Plan. And I work very closely with the CEO, CFO, COO, HR, controller, whoever it is that's part of your team that needs to be involved to make sure that the right people are enrolled and that it's budgeted and funded. So you're, once it's set up, all you're doing is funding it every month. And maybe you adjust, you know, maybe you have a little bit of turnover, one person left, three person joined, and we can adjust the who the enrollees based on that. So all you're doing is funding and updating who's getting the benefit, and we do everything else, onboarding, service, education, community, and so on.
So what does it look like if a business owner who's listening to you right now wants to reach out? What's the process of having them go from the initial reach out to having the benefit plan up and running?
Sure. So the process, in theory, doesn't take very long at all. It takes several days just between the time we talk to you. And if you want to do it right away and get the order form filled out, where we need to know a little bit of information about, you know, your employees and get the spreadsheet sent over to us of who's enrolling and who's not, give your employees a chance to opt in or opt out as you wish, then we should be able to do it within a couple of weeks or several days. And the process is simply, if anyone's interested, just email me at terrence@swan.com, terrence@swan.com. But if you misspell it with an A instead of an E, terrance, that actually also goes to me. But those are the only two variations of Terrence that work right now, terrence@swan.com. You can also email BBP if it's easier for you, Bitcoin Benefit Plan, bbp@swan.com. And yeah, we can get you going and send you our deck, marketing deck, and give you information about the costs. It's only $2 per enrollee per month, plus 0.99% of the amount that you're funding. So if you're funding a total of $1,000 because you have 10 employees, getting $100 a month of Bitcoin. It's less than 1% of that. So the fees are very reasonable. I think it's a great value because combined with our education and community, there's nothing like it. This is much better than giving your employees a $100 raise, much better than giving them a $100 Amazon gift card every month. This is something that we're going to teach them to hold and understand long-term so they don't sell it and they can pass it on to their kids and start maybe buying Bitcoin themselves out of their own paycheck and savings so that they can build a better future for themselves and their family.
Mm. What's been the feedback from business owners so far who have decided to give this as a benefit for their employees?
They love it, in part because the CEO is usually the one driving this. They own a small business or medium-sized business, and they really want their employees to be prepared for the future. They worry about their employees. So some of the feedback has been excellent. We've signed up several already, despite this being in alpha mode. And we have excellent suggestions from our employers, our CEOs, where they're like, hey, I want this time locked so that we can make the employee hold their Bitcoin for several months or several years so they don't sell it. Like yesterday when the market dropped, and so that they can really become long-term holders, or they want things like, I want this to be something that kind of gives employees a little extra incentive to join and stay. So that may be things that are similar to stock options, but much better because it's Bitcoin, the best asset. And maybe it vests over time. Maybe there's a cliff, a period where you have to stay at the company at least 2 months before the Bitcoin that was gifted to you becomes something that you can actually take. Otherwise, if you leave within 2 months or 4 months or whatever it is, maybe you don't get the Bitcoin benefit at all. So that can encourage new hires to really dig deep and be like, oh, I need to be in this for the long haul. I really am committed to this company and I don't want to lose all this Bitcoin that I keep accumulating. Right. But I lose that because it doesn't fully vest if I leave too early.
So it sounds like there are opportunities to be creative and have flexibility with this plan. For instance, I'm guessing that people could use this approach when it comes to holiday bonuses and things like that. Is that accurate?
Yes. You can increase or adjust the amount from time to time. Right now, the program is designed for employers that believe in slow, steady drips of Bitcoin that they're going to give their employees each month. And then, yeah, for Christmas bonus, they can definitely increase that from like 100 to 500 or 100 to 250, whatever it is. Yes, our program is extremely flexible.
And maybe if we could take just a few minutes, could you share with us a little bit about what it looks like to set up a Bitcoin IRA at Swan as well?
Yes. So at Swan, I also run retirement. Like with many startups, we all wear several different hats. And so that's one of the other hats I wear. Swan Retirement or Swan IRA is a new program that's in beta preview, and it's excellent. The reason, again, is because of a dedicated rep that you'll have if you're investing $100,000 or more. But even if you're not, you can always call me because I run the retirement program. Call or text me for help. So a little bit about my background, because it's a little more relevant to IRAs than the benefit plan. So I am Harvard Law, worked on Wall Street as an officer at two banks that are in the Fortune 500, Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley. And so I worked a lot with our tax advantaged groups on tax advantage structures for clients. So I'm very comfortable around retirement plans and trusts. But since we're talking about retirement, around retirement plans, including IRAs and 401ks, solo 401ks, and SEPs, and so on and so forth, a lot of it I've also learned just out of interest and from talking to wonderful early clients that let us kind of do the alpha testing with them. But now the program's in beta and we're pretty much later stage beta. So it's very smooth compared to before. And I think our clients will be quite happy with our product. The key benefits, besides dedicated access to experts and dedicated rep, or generous access to experts, I should say, is that you, again, have education, community, and service, but also you have extreme transparency and honesty, because this is a tough field where the laws keeps changing a little bit. So, for example, in November, there was a tax court case called McNulty. And while we don't like to publicly talk about it, on one-on-one, we're happy to discuss why it's better for now to custody with us and not do self-custody or multi-sig, where you would maybe take control of your Bitcoin like physical gold. Because of the court case that talks about unfettered command, it's very hard to get any law firm in America or any lawyer. So far for me, I mean, as this changes, we'll become more accommodating of client requests to self-custody. But for now, we have not been able to find a single good lawyer or law firm that will allow you, the client, as their client, the law firm's client or the lawyer's client, that will give you a good legal opinion saying, hey, when you take self-custody or you do something that called multi-sig, which is similar, and you control your Bitcoin, you can move at any time and no one can stop you. You don't have unfettered command, and therefore you have not triggered an early distribution. There's no early tax. There's no early penalty for early distribution. And there's no increased risk of audit. No law firm in America that we know of so far will do that. So until that changes, not allowing self-custody just for IRAs is the way to go.
Now, if all of what we've just talked about seems like a lot, seems like a big first step for someone who's not that far into learning about Bitcoin yet, maybe they haven't even purchased that much, what would you say is the best first step for someone who wants to get started with Swan?
Sure. Reach out to me or any of my colleagues. So I'm at terrence@swan.com. If you are more interested in retirement, you can email ira@swan.com and copy me, and we'll get you started with our IRA onboarding team to cut out a step. And just schedule a call with me. I'm very reachable. I do Zooms and phone calls all day long with potential clients and just people who are just curious, so not quite a prospect yet, but just kind of testing it out. You can also find me on Twitter at TY on Clubhouse. Keep in mind that some of my tweets are for fun and for engagement. So we say some things that are kind of for entertainment purposes, to be honest. But yeah, people direct message me on Twitter all the time. Similarly on Clubhouse, which was very popular, audio chat, but remains popular for Bitcoin, and you can get a lot of good advice there on Cafe Bitcoin. Cafe Bitcoin, both on Twitter and Clubhouse, Twitter Spaces and Clubhouse, are rooms that you can join just as a listener and listen to a live audio chat, and you can also ask us questions. I'm there a lot, but also many good Bitcoiners are, and you can ask them the same questions you're asking me to get a broader sample.
Well, Terrence, thank you so much for sharing today. Once again, I think that you showcased Swan's desire to educate about Bitcoin, not just get people to begin buying something they don't understand, but to truly get people started on a journey and educate them throughout the process. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Really enjoyed it. Thank you, Joshua.
All right, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out, our email is info@bizbitshow.com. Also, if you haven't done so yet, go ahead and scroll on down to the show notes. There you'll find ways to connect with me and our guest, as well as our excellent sponsors who can help you succeed in your life and in your business. Keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.